Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the gospel lesson. The beginning of Matthew's gospel, where he refers to this as how Jesus was born and what happened just before. There's three characters in this lesson. You got Jesus, who isn't born yet. You got Mary, and you got Joseph. There's also an angel and some other things as well. But the three primary ones are the unborn baby, Joseph, and Mary. The principal one in this, as far as I can see, is Joseph. He's the one that's called on to live through something that I don't know that the rest of us would do real well with. Here's Joseph, trying to make his way in the world, trying to develop a family, trying to do what's expected of him by an individual who's the father of a family that hasn't happened yet, and watching to see what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, somebody comes and says, "Guess what? Your wife's pregnant." "Huh? What? What did you just lay on me? Is this true? How did this happen? You know I didn't do this. You know I'm not responsible. I've got options. I can get out of this. I can divorce her so nothing happens to her, because I know if I let her go by herself and she just gets into the community and they know she's having this child and the child is not mine, that she's in real trouble." Because in those days, a woman who was found to be with child from somebody who wasn't her husband got stoned. Doesn't mean that she became the president of the senior class. When I was a kid, if a girl got herself in trouble, and it wasn't her fault, I mean, they used to say that way, which isn't fair because obviously she didn't do it by herself. She had help. But she would disappear for several months, probably about six, and she'd go live with her aunt in Buffalo. Well, nobody knew who the aunt was, and you didn't see her again until she didn't show anything and had the child, and we never knew what it was. Now, good Lord, they make her the president of the senior class. I don't know if that's wrong, but that's the difference in how things are now against what they were then. If they'd known that Mary was pregnant and not by Joseph, she'd have got stoned. That would have been the end of her. So Joseph had the option that he could divorce her. So apparently, I guess she was already married to him, essentially, because you can't divorce somebody you're not married to. So he could divorce her and put her away quietly, and then they could hide her someplace, and nothing would happen to her. And he was just, and he didn't want anything to happen to her like he knew could happen. So he considered the option and ran in his head, "What am I supposed to do? What is this? What am I expected to do in this situation?" So like a lot of us, when you got a situation that you can't handle, that you don't understand, he slept on it. He thought, "Well, maybe I'll have a better answer in the morning." So he went to sleep, and as it often happens in the Bible, somebody came and visited him in the middle of the night. An angel. We don't know what angels look like. He didn't know what angels looked like either. But whatever or whoever this thing was came and got his attention and said, "Joseph, do what you're told. The child within her comes from the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid to take her as your wife." Then it leaves. So he's had his problem the day before trying to figure out what to do. He's thought about the possibilities and he hasn't come up with an answer. Then he's had this little visit from an angel that tells him, "Hey, just leave it alone. Leave it alone. It'll be okay." And I think he's still scratching his head wondering, "What do you mean it'll be okay?" So it goes on. You see the manger scenes all over the place. You got the baby here. You got Mary here. You got the animals here. Back in the corner, there's a guy with a staff. The guy with the staff back in the corner is Joseph. He's the guy that nobody seems to remember. He's the forgotten man in Christmas. Mary and the baby, yeah, that's obvious. But Joseph, who's he? He's the guy that nobody sees. He's the guy that, but for him, it would never have happened in the first place. If he hadn't been there, if he hadn't taken to heart what the angel told him, and if he hadn't believed that what God had done was for his benefit as well as everybody else's, it never would have happened. There would have been no Christmas if he'd done what he could have done, if he'd divorced her, or if he just put her out there and let the people out there take their vengeance out on her because she'd done what they thought was not acceptable. But he took it as an understanding that it would benefit him, that it would not be such a horrible thing, and that he could do this thing, and it was intended. It was what he was supposed to do. And so he's the one who sits and he watches. The baby's born. Not too long after that, they leave so that Herod can't get him. Because Herod's decided that this guy is going to be a problem. This baby is going to be somebody who's going to come and take my job. So I'm going to get rid of him. And then the next grouping of lessons does what they call the Holy Innocence, where Herod decided, well, the way to solve this program is to go out, send some people out there and kill off the firstborn of everybody in the Jewish nation that's there. So if I get the firstborn, I'll get him. And so he tried. And the family got the word, pick up and leave. And they went. Joseph took his wife and his baby, went to Egypt, and they were there for a while till Herod died and they could come back. God again had made it possible for the baby to survive, made it possible for Joseph and Mary to survive. Not an easy thing in those days. And we don't know necessarily what happens after this. The next time we see anything about Jesus, he's about 12. And he's with his parents, and they're gone to Jerusalem to the temple. And he interacts with the priests, the Levites, the rabbis, the learned men of Judaism at the temple in Jerusalem. And he asks some questions and shows some understanding that even they didn't have. And they were scratching their heads. Who is this kid and where does he get the stuff he gets? And then we don't see much of him again until he's baptized by John in the Jordan. And then for 3 years, he goes out and does what he's come to do. And after the 3 years, he doesn't get elected anything. He gets crucified. You know, talk about a short lifespan and a short career. You know, we look at careers in tens of years and try to figure out how we can figure out where we're going and how we're going to get to one place or another. There's that standard miserable question that people are asked when they're interviewed. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? You know, talk about a miserable question. I don't think Jesus ever thought of the question because he didn't make 10 years. So the baby was born. And he was instructed by the angel to name him Jesus, who was nobody by name, who was part of his family. There weren't any Jesus bar Josephs in that family. But he named him that way because he was told to. And it was said, because he will save his people from their sins. That includes us. Because he is, because of what he was, because of what he became, we still have the chance to be forgiven and given life everlasting. We have the chance to rejoice in Christmas. It's more than the hassle of trying to buy and wrap and send and get and then afterwards go back and return so you get the stuff you wanted in the first place. Or you get the right size. Or you go to the right place. We've given up sometimes and decided to send money. It's not every time the right size, but it's almost every time the right color. Never had anybody say that money was the wrong color, but maybe it wasn't the size they wanted. So we spend a lot of time in this Advent season getting ready for Christmas, and it's a lot of hassle a lot of times, and there's not a lot of joy connected with it. What we need to see is the position Joseph was in. He controlled the destiny of Christianity. If he had elected to do what he could have done, there would have been no Jesus. There would have been no Christ. There would have been no Christianity. We wouldn't have Christmas trees. We wouldn't have Christmas carols. We wouldn't be shopping for Christmas presents, because the baby that she delivered would not have lived, because she probably wouldn't have lived. So God goes to poor old Joseph and says, okay, you've been selected to be the earthly father of this child who's going to be born so that men can survive their sins. He's going to give us a chance that we will never have otherwise. He's going to take care of the curse of the law for us. We're not going to have to survive the law because he's going to fill it for us. And you will call his name Emmanuel, because it means God with us. Joseph knew God was with him. He'd have never survived if he hadn't have been. So let us understand what he felt a little bit, if we can, and give thanks to the fact that he was strong enough and willing enough to believe what he was told, that it came out the way it was supposed to. May we be blessed with just a little of that that Joseph was given to understand. This baby will be born, his name will be Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. God bless you all. It is very near Christmas. The gift of God is Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Go in peace. Enjoy the season, what's left of it. God be with you.